Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming up this week, America is getting a new restaurant, the Pavilion, not like America. Disney releases a new package to a collective yawn, but there may be something new coming on the way. We're going to discuss that, and we're going to talk about what we think the crowds are going to be like at the parks this fall. All that coming up next from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1039 for the week of July 2nd, 2019. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And by Disboards.com. Join the more than 1 million fans who plan their Disney vacations on Disboards.com. You'll find information and strategies on every aspect of your Disney vacation. Just head over to Disboards.com and join in the conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
Ms. Teresa Eccles.
Hey.
Mr. Corey Martin.
I'm just happy to be here.
Back in the production nook, our associate producer, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Hello.
And we are also joined by the newest member of the Diz team, Ms. Denny Sunderly.
Hi there.
And Denny is joining us effective yesterday, July 1st.
Yes, first day yesterday.
I know. And she's going to be on our content team, working with Jackie and Tom Bell and sometimes Steve, depending on what he's assigned to that day. So, Denny, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to the audience.
I'd love to. I'm a lifelong Disney fan. Got to come to the parks with my parents when I was a kid back in the day, and been married to my best friend for almost 26 years, my husband. We have two kids, amazing kids, 24 and 20. And
you have a 24-year-old
kid?
Yeah,
I do.
Wow.
Well, he'll be 24, yeah, end of the month, so... Bless your heart. Thank you.
Wow. So, okay, that really does. I'm being serious. So that surprised the heck out of me.
I appreciate that. In 2013, we moved to the Magic from Maryland. We were tired of going home from these amazing vacations we were having down here. So we quit our jobs and sold the house and came on down. And I've been an avid listener of the Diz Unplugged since 2007. So to be sitting in this room at this moment is just a tad bit surreal.
Wow, so like pretty much from the beginning.
Yes,
absolutely. We started this in 06. Yep. That's right. You know, we're coming up on 13 years in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
I haven't aged a day.
Not a day.
I haven't aged a day. Well, it's wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having
Danny,
me.
Danny, really glad you're part of the team. Glad you could be here today. A couple other things that we just need to mention in housekeeping. It's the beginning of the month, so our Magic Candle Company fragrance of the month this month is Polynesian. I'm burning it in my office right now. I probably should have blown it out before I came in here, but I'm burning it in my office right now. Hopefully, it's not burning my office down. But this is absolutely one of my favorite Magic Candle Company fragrances. It's like one of the ones I order in bulk.
It's one of the few I haven't tried.
How could you not have tried it?
I don't know.
And I appreciate it because it really does smell like when you walk into the Poly. It just has that he nailed that scent perfectly.
Also want to quickly mention there's a new scent that just came out, Jungle Boat. So
I haven't tried that one yet. Yeah. I wasn't a fan of was it Splash?
Yeah, he's redoing it though.
Okay, because I don't know, chlorinated water does.
He's toning down the theming. And it's going to be apparently like the last version of Pirate Life.
Which I hadn't smelled that one, so. But Polynesians, this month's fragrance, magiccandlecompany.com, code DisneyInfo saves you 15% on that. Another thing that we need to promote, it's really, really, really important. If you are going to be in town on July 17th, Give Kids the World needs your support. They are doing a speaker series. They're selling tickets. This is with Tom Nab? I don't know how his last name is pronounced. Nabby?
Maybe.
I just copy and paste.
That's so right. Bill Sullivan and Bill Holscher.
Sounds good.
And Steve, tell us, you've been working with these guys. Tell us a little bit more about what this is.
Yeah, so these guys started working back in the early days of Disneyland. Two of them are Disney legends, so they had a lot of huge impact on starting in Disneyland and then help with the opening of the Epcot project when it was still the Epcot project, and later helped with opening Magic Kingdom attractions. So they have a ton of history, ton of knowledge. So if you're a Disney Parks history buff, this is a cool opportunity.
And I would love to be there for this, but this is the day I leave for our San Francisco Backstage Magic trip, ABD, out to California. But what a great opportunity to ask some of these guys who worked on the original iteration of Epcot what they think of what's coming, right?
And they're still alive.
And they're still, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and not to be, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, some of the older legends.
Yeah, they're falling off.
You know, and fortunately, though, they, a lot of them lived long enough to be part of the internet revolution. And, we've got their stories on video, we've got it on audio, and this is all, of course, to raise money for Give Kids the World. Steve, remind me what the pricing is, because I didn't put it in here.
I believe it is $35 to $50.
Yeah, so it's not a ton of money. You get a chance to, it is being held at Give Kids the World Village, and you get a chance to see the village and really see up close and personal why I am so passionate about this organization and why we try so hard to raise money for them. So if you are going to be in town on the 17th, please check this out. We will have a link in the show notes page. It's all over our social media feeds on the Diz Facebook page, the Diz Unplugged Facebook page, or Twitter, or Instagram. It's all over there, so you can find it that way as well. But there will be a link in our show notes page, DizUnplugged.com. And if you're watching us on YouTube, the description just below this video. We'll have a prominent link to it, right, Craig?
I could.
Yes.
I mean, possibly. Do I really care about the kids?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my.
It wasn't just that they're kids. They're sick kids.
It's a joke. Of course it will be in there. I forgot that I have to tell everyone every time I'm joking from now on.
Yeah, you do.
In my head, my sarcasm cannot be thicker than a nice big pile of gravy that's been sitting out too long.
Molasses.
Wow, I just don't know how many things were wrong with those last few sentences. I really don't. Maybe there is some truth to the gingers are different. Gingers are just different. Also, and on last week's show, which I'm sorry I wasn't here, you got a chance to meet Philip Kelly, part of Team Kelly, and he's been doing some freelance work with us. And we're reciprocating by promoting his video service. Really different way to get captured the memories of your trip. Philip is an absolutely unbelievable videographer. Some of his stuff is just breathtaking. So you can go to heyteamkelly.com to book a session.
You said hate?
Hey, oh. Hey Team Kelly, H-E-Y, okay. Team Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, there's a code you can use to save some money, but it's not in here, but he sent it to me.
I think it's 10
Diz 10.
Diz 10,
for 10% off your booking, and you can also check them out on Instagram at Hey Team Kelly, but no, he's done some... He did our Halloween party last year.
Yes, sir.
Was absolutely unbelievable. So you can kind of see his style, and he really does have his own unique style. He works with a lot of big Instagrammers, doing stuff for them on his website. There's a tremendous portfolio of his work. So heyteamkelly.com, Diz 10 to save 10% on that. And why do people text me? People that know what I'm doing on a Tuesday.
It happens all the time.
Do you really think I'm going to stop like what I am doing right now and vibrates. I am going to text you back?
Corey, you should check your text messages, though, because it could be somebody in the room texting you.
Huh.
Wait, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Am I crooked?
Nothing.
All right, but anyway. Oh, shoot. I'm gonna check right now.
Okay.
All right, wait, hold on. I want to, I have one more housekeeping. I want to thank everybody. Like, I got a lot of messages on social about last week.
Yeah.
With Ferris being here. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love seeing him. I enjoyed having him here. It was very different. And will he be a regular? I don't know. He loved coming to work with Daddy, and yes, I did feed him after the show because he was starving.
Aww,
we
literally withheld food from the child.
Yes.
Well, you know, we were sitting there for a long time. We were talking about food constantly.
Well, and, you know, did you tell them the story? Like Corey was coming over to have a meeting with me, and this was a couple weeks ago. He was coming over to have a meeting with me, and Ferris runs in and get dressed and comes out with his little
fake iPhone.
His little iPhone. And it's, I want to go to work with you, Daddy. And I'm like, you should have brought him.
I know. I just felt.
Of course.
But it was like a business meeting. I didn't want to like.
It would have been fine.
I know. But so I promised him, all right, buddy, I'm going to bring you to the show. Do you want to be on the show? And so he loves watching himself on YouTube. You know.
That's so cool.
That's great.
That's so cool. So
anyway, but thanks everybody for the nice comments. Appreciate it.
All right, what else do we have?
I have some stuff about Patreon and our event in August. John wanted me to let everybody know that an email has been sent to our Patreon supporters that are attending the 20 Years of Dreams
of
event.
Dread. 20 Years of Dread.
20 Years of Dread.
That's the future.
Yeah, that's our Halloween event. With details as to when and how to sign up for individual events. He said the signups will start at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on July 3rd, that is tomorrow, and half of the available spots will be made available to Patreon supporters at that time. The rest will be made available when open registrations opens up to all attendees. We do not have an ETA on that yet, but we'll give you an advance notice.
It's soon.
And if you haven't received the email, if you are a Patreon supporter, and you think you should have, send an email to John. That's john@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
It's john.magi.
That is not what he wrote in this email.
Maybe it's a different email address.
john@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Okay, maybe that's why he never answers my email, because I always send him john.magi.
It is john at dreams.
He'll investigate that. But yeah, so he said most likely it could just be an issue with an email address or something like that.
And I just want to remind everybody of the extraordinary amount of work that John puts into these events. He makes it look so easy. And it's not that he doesn't have help. Teresa certainly, I mean, especially when it comes to the auction and getting that stuff together, Teresa does she does an amazing job out at the Welcome Center anyway. I'm saying that because she's sitting here. But also getting the auction together.
And Kathleen.
It's her birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday, Kathleen. Yeah, yeah. John's assistant, Kathleen Bobbitt.
Bobbitt's birthday.
Celebrating her 28th birthday today. We'll go with that, Kathleen.
Yeah,
let's go with that. And the incredible amount of work that goes into this, and this is in addition to, it's not like John was loaded with free time before this, but I just, you know, I like to make sure that people understand that, you know, everybody will come up to me and thank me for the party, and I'm like, literally, I show up. Like John says, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And literally, I just show up. I have nothing to do with it. It's all John and his team. So,
I'm
really excited about August.
I still have more to say. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I wasn't done reading his email.
I hung in there as long as I could.
He said, please keep in mind that once we reach the 50% of signups on any individual event for the Patreon people, that will automatically close out to early signups. And if you don't get in, please do not panic. You'll have a chance to try again once they open up to all our attendees. Again, we don't have any ETA on that yet, but we'll give you some advance notice on there. So
Yes. So please, like we said, don't panic. We'll take care of you. We have plenty of time to get all that sorted out. And then if you are on the 4th of July, I have a video releasing for everybody in the $10 and up tier that's about an hour long. And it is a video of sort of a whole behind-the-scenes look at some of our – I released a short – like
you're
10 minute
ready
video.
For work.
I'm doing my hair, getting my makeup on. No, but it's kind of a when we did a big event a couple years back, and I released the shorter, condensed, like 10 minute version that was just like a music video. This one coming out is like a full length, everything in it, dialogue, all that fun stuff. So on the 4th, if you're looking for something to watch, we've got that. Yeah, that's what I patreon.com/disunplug. Check it out.
I have something to say when it's my turn.
This is like the longest housekeeping.
Yeah, really.
In the world.
Well, that's good because it was a really crappy news week.
All right. So
and so I'm fine. Stretch. Go ahead, dear.
I just got back from vacation. So if I have not emailed you back, if you've emailed me about auction items, be patient. I should be finishing up emailing people yesterday, tomorrow. If you have not emailed me and you still have an auction item, I'm going to say it's okay to still send it, even though
sure.
John, I'm okay with that because I've got my
trusty helper man.
My Mr. Porter here. He's going to be helping me. No, I'm okay with still getting items. I'll take anything at this point.
I know I have some more stuff. There's some more stuff in here.
I can pick what I want?
No. You can't pick what you want. Okay. Did you hit your head?
No. But email me at teckles@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
It really is.
Tickles?
It is Teckles.
Teckles. Echols.
Oh, yeah.
And where are they mailing these things?
I think Tickles would be
6550 North Atlantic Avenue, Suite B, and I don't know the zip code off the top of my head. 3-something-something with a 0.
32820? No.
Don't you work over there?
I do, but I never mail anything there.
I used to have it committed to memory. And
I did, too.
And Steve is quickly
Googling. But email
Googling.
Me. Email me. I'm all about the emails that I won't probably answer. Or you can call me at, if you know my number.
Oh, I'll add in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put that in
can
the
we
show
add
notes.
Her phone number to the show notes?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Let's do that.
Yeah, do it.
Lord knows she needs
I need more phone
more calls.
All right.
Is that my turn now? That's what you sounded like. As the person who is on a video record saying that they hate Americans, I want to be the first to wish... happy Independence Day to everyone out there,
shut
especially
up.
Our armed forces, of course, because,
yes.
I mean, we, like, going all the way back to those days, we wouldn't be the country we are without them. So.
Without the, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Happy 4th wow. of July to everyone out there.
That's heartfelt.
I do want to say.
That's about as heartfelt as Craig gets.
Yeah.
And we need to fix Pete's flag once and for
all. Yeah, I was just about to say.
If somebody knows how to fold it, I'm not touching it.
That,
and, I know, like, many times. I don't... I'm
not worthy to touch it, so have right. somebody else.
I do, okay. But if you want to, if you know how to fault it properly, then go right ahead. But that was a very special gift. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Zip code is 32920.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I was Porter close. I said 32820, 32920. Yeah, really. That was like so 5 minutes ago.
I couldn't find it at first, okay?
All right. Anything else? Anything else we're asking?
No.
All right. Very light news week, folks, so just... We're in this together. But I was very excited to hear that the Liberty Inn at Epcot, somebody bring this story up because it's not opening up for me.
There's a slide.
Hitting the little screen there.
Yeah, I'm like pounding
it's
the screen.
Closing July 8th.
That's Windows for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is Mac.
Oh.
This is an iPad. What are you talking about?
There's smoke on me. Just mouth it. We'll talk for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because that always works well. So they are closing Liberty Inn, and they are putting in a new restaurant, finally. No, Steve, it's gone.
I know.
I keep doing the same thing,
there's
too. I keep
no
turning it over.
There.
No.
So a new fast casual barbecue restaurant featuring craft brews on tap is going to make its debut at the American Adventure Pavilion in Epcot later this year. Regal Eagle Smokehouse. Really? Did they have to do that?
Regal Eagle.
Craft Drafts and Barbecue. I just threw up a little in my mouth with this name. Will be taking the place of Liberty Inn, which is closing on July 8th. The new restaurant will be a modern barbecue smokehouse with all the accompanying sights, sounds, smells. It's like a slaughterhouse. They're going to kill the sounds of like cows dying. And flavors you love, including a large smoker preparing fine food every day right on the pavilion's promenade. There will also be a redesigned patio for you to enjoy. That is obviously coming directly from a press release.
Mm-hmm. but how long have we been saying that we need it, a,
absolutely.
It has
absolutely.
Been, a restaurant?
Absolutely. It has been offensive to me.
Yes.
It has been offensive. Food, yeah. When you consider some of the incredible restaurants, mm-hmm. American mm-hmm. restaurants that exist, some of the incredible chefs, mm-hmm. American chefs, and what they have created, that the host pavilion of Epcot... Mm-hmm.
Chicken nuggets and hamburgers.
It's chicken nuggets and ham. Now, I'll be now. With that being said, I will say that what was it on the for the moonlight, the DVC Moonlight Magic back in May? I ate there and I hadn't eaten there in years, and it was actually quite good. I will say it was actually quite good. But the fact that it is basically a glorified McDonald's, I thought was offensive. That, you know, we're not. We may be known for that anecdotally, but the fact is that, you know, American cuisine, American, even though it's informed by a lot of other cultures.
I do love barbecue, but I always thought that we should do something that you take the highlights of America, say like New York style pizza, say. You
know, oh, please don't ask Disney to attempt.
But
the people who brought us Pizza Rizzo not going to do New York style pizza.
Let's
take culture from around, you know, the U.S. and incorporate it into one. So New York style pizza, maybe some Cajun. I know it's
tough. My mom's potato salad would be.
But I think that they've seen the success from the, you know,
from the
food wine festival uh-huh. and Flower and Garden of that sort of the barbecue right there. And so they're like, all right.
I was actually going to bring that same point up, and I'm now wondering what they're going to do with that. Like, are they going to still also have barbecue out there?
Double barbecue.
Right. Yeah. So that,
true.
I'm sure
that'll be where the nuggets live.
Yeah, the nugget house.
Yeah, exactly.
So someone's going to be outside cooking with a big smoker?
Apparently, that's what they're suggesting. So, but look, you know, I hear what you're saying in terms of making the food more eclectic there, but I think this is a massive step
100%
in the right direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
They could highlight a different region every month or something. That would be cool.
Well, I think maybe do a specialty item every month that's highlighted from a different mm-hmm. region. I don't think you can't shift. You can't
know,
do that kind of
saying,
shifting menu.
An item
place
every
like that.
Month or an item, you know, because America is so huge and vast.
But I think it's a great example that they're listening to feedback. I mean, when we think
albeit
that maybe
15
they're not
years later.
Exactly. Okay, so they're slow on the uptake, yeah. But you know, hey.
See that, and that was just always my thing is that, you know, this is what was one of those obvious things. Why would you leave this like this? Why would you We have plenty. I mean, really, you have electric. If you want that kind of food,
umbrella.
You have electric umbrella
yeah. mm-hmm.
on the other
yep.
side of the park. This was such a missed opportunity. So I really do hope that they are going to take this and do something special. I'm excited about it. I'm absolutely going to give it a shot. No word yet as to when it is going to open. They're just saying later this year. But excited about it nonetheless.
And if you love... You know, Liberty, was it Liberty Inn? Liberty mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Liberty yeah. Tree Tavern?
Yeah. So go sign up for their GoFundMe to keep it open. There's a whole list of people
wait,
that want to keep
wait,
it open.
You mean Liberty Inn?
Liberty Inn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's a whole list of people that say keep it open.
Really?
Oh,
you're
making,
really? They're making that
100%.
Oh,
stop it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm the hate.
Well, you're that well trained. You know what I'm going
to
say.
I'm hating Craig. You know, you're like that close to passing him up today.
I love America.
it's just, you know, it's been that kind of day. It's been that kind of day. Not had a great day so far today. I walked in the studio spitting nails.
And now you're smiling.
No, I'm because if I don't, I'm going to yell. All right, so let's talk about this. They announced this last week. A new package. If you can bring up the details for me, Steve, because this is going to be problematic.
Porter to the rescue.
They did my first getaway package. I'm bringing it up in mind now. Sorry, folks. I'm usually a little more organized than this. But the story is not so much about this package as about what this package represents. But let me give you the details on the package. $999 is the lead-in price. Family of three, two adults, one child aged 3 to 9. Two-night stay in a standard room at All-Star Resorts. Two-park magic ticket with one-day-only admission to Magic Kingdom Park and a one-day-only admission to Animal Kingdom. One stroller rental per day and one merchandise bag that includes a plush autograph book, pen, my first visit, Mickey ears, and a reusable bag. It can be booked through September 24th, and it's valid for arrivals most Sunday through Wednesday nights from August 11th through September 25th. Now, if that sounds like complete BS to you, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 for what effectively amounts to 2 days and 2 days in the parks and a standard room at All Stars, you can imagine why this was met with a big thud. I have talked repeatedly on the show about the fall, right? They pulled back all the discounts. We didn't see a free dining discount for this fall because Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
That was going to save us. That was going to be the thing that we were no longer going to have to do these discounts. And it's important to understand the history of these discounts. Prior to 2002, Disney did not, in any significant way, discount their packages. What they would do, for those who remember, the postcards. Remember the postcards
mm-hmm.
they would send out? They would target certain mm-hmm. people in certain regions of the country, and they would send them a postcard with a PIN code, and they would call in and use that PIN code. And then, of course, you know, the advent of the internet, my discussion boards being one of those places, people would share the PIN codes, and then Disney had to revamp that. and then I think, I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it was around 2005, 2006, in that area where they started playing around with free dining. Hmm. And you know that old expression, for something free, they don't care what they pay? Free dining was ultimately, in the beginning, it was a good deal. In the beginning, it was actually a good deal. But then as it became more popular, and you know, the free dining watches started, and people were clamoring, when's free dining? When's free dining? When's free dining? And then once it was released, people lost their stuff. And so then, you know, we started telling people, reverse engineer these packages. Take a look at the elements, because they always release the 30% room discount at the same time. And sometimes it was cheaper to do the individual elements, buy your tickets, your room, and your meal plan separately, because it was cheaper. Or not the meal plan, because you couldn't do that if you weren't doing the package, but you, and again, the amount of food you had to eat doing the dining plan.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, this year was no different than every other. You know, I think it started around February, the free dining watch. And I said, not coming. Because that we would, Galaxy's Edge, right? Galaxy's Edge. Once they announced that, now we thought it was going to be in December. Mm-hmm. I thought this year, because my thought process was that they were going to open it in December. Everybody was going to want to get here before it opened, so they weren't going to drop the free dining. Now, of course, what ended up happening is they announced they're opening it August 29th, and they figured, well, we don't have to do free dining because Galaxy's Edge. Mm. Well, I'm going to tell you what. That did not materialize, right? That did not materialize. So they put out this milquetoast, crappy $999 for a family of three to spend two nights at Disney World.
I have not reverse engineered this package, but I want to do it. But it's funny how...
Well, I could save you the trouble. It ain't worth it.
No.
Okay, all right.
Because we're talking $500 a night at the All-Star. I don't care what you're giving away.
Isn't it weird that they're targeting it towards people that have never been before that might not know they're getting a bad
deal? That's exactly mm-hmm. it is. It's mm-hmm. They should call this the P.T. Barnum.
Don't go to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Don't go there. You can't.
And we want you to go to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. Okay, don't go to Epcot, which absorbs its crowds even better. Let's stick them into the hottest place on Earth and the most crowded place on Earth. But all that aside, this, however, and for me, looking at it the way I look at it, when I saw this package drop, the first thing I thought, this is the first bead of sweat on their brow. That, oh, wait a second, nobody is going out of their way to come here in the fall because of Galaxy's Edge. In fact, you have just the opposite happening. Take a look at the boards. Take a look at, I mean, anecdotal. I haven't run, like, polls or anything like that on this. But anecdotally, people that I've talked to have said, I'm waiting till next year. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting till next year. And that was borne out when we had our 2020 package release. I saw the number of requests that were coming in for 2020. I saw the booking ratio and the speed at which they were booking for 2020. I'm like, okay. Now, I have no information. None. This is just my gut. Within 2 weeks, they're going to announce a free dining for the fall. Mm. They're going to have to. They're going to have to do it. There's no way around it. They've got to do something. The fall is not materializing the way they thought it was going to materialize. And you know what? I have no pity for you. If you watch my show, I've been telling you this since they announced Galaxy's Edge. Look at Disneyland right now. I checked in with Morgan Lamone, one of our correspondents out in Disneyland.
You know, always in the parks.
Always. She's that woman is in the park. I think she just set up house.
She should.
They were telling me that, during the reservation period for Galaxy's Edge out there, that the rest of the park was a ghost town. People were staying away. California Adventure was more crowded, but that park was a ghost town. And I asked her after the reservation period ended and it was general availability to get into Galaxy's Edge out there, I said, what's the rest of the park like now? She's like, same thing.
Wow.
It's a ghost town. Now, we're going to get into that discussion a little later on. But the crowds haven't materialized. So I will make a prediction. I think within the next 2 weeks, we are going to see a major fall promotion drop. My guess is it's going to be free dining. They may do something else. I know they desperately want to get away from free dining. They desperately want to get away from it. Because they really hate giving that away. But they are now finding out that, and I remember an executive back in right after 9/11 telling me, because I said you need, because everybody was dead. Nobody was doing any business. And I said, you've got to do something. You've got to drop your rates. You know, and he was pounding the desk about rate integrity. We have to maintain rate integrity because once we discount them, we're never going to be able to go back. And I think he was absolutely right. Mm-hmm. They had to discount them. Those of us who've been around for a while, remember what September used to be like? September and January, when you could fire a cannon down the middle of Main Street and not hit anybody? Mm-hmm. But those were the great, great times to go. Perfect. Early December, the first 2 weeks in December, right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we don't have slow times
anymore. There's no...
I want to ask Denny a question because we all live here, and you live here now, mm-hmm. and what, four years now? But
almost six.
When you plan vacations, did you always book a package, look for discounts, look for free dining?
Absolutely. You want to look for packages and things, and we were gifted a package from our in-laws to come in 2012 and use Dreams Unlimited Travel, which was fantastic.
Right answer.
Yes, thank you. You are constantly looking for any kind of discount, and of course the chatter out there. I think we had friends who did the... book 4 days, get 3 days free. Way back in the day, and that was one of the first bigger package discounts. So absolutely, I mean, I pulled up a sample booking. I made a sample booking yesterday for September 8th through the 15th, and I had my run of the place as far as resorts are concerned.
All wide
from
open,
campgrounds all the way up to the Polynesian bungalows. So you can have your pick right now.
Wow, exactly. Availability. It's far and wide availability. and not a single discount to be found, with the exception of this P.T. Barnum package that they released last week. So I know that their summer was soft. Summer's been soft for this last several years. So they've really been trying to push summer, but now they are out. They are way outside the booking window for summer. Okay, we're in the middle of it now, right? It's July, so they have to start paying attention to the fall. Think about it. Normally, they would have released their fall discount back in April or early May. We're now in early July, and they're caught with their pants down. I am almost certain. As certain as I can be without actually having real information. And if I did have some real information, I would say. But I don't. This is really just my gut. And I think 7 out of 10 times, I'm fairly close.
You are.
So I think everybody should be very diligent in keeping an eye out for the fall. Don't give up the ghost on fall yet. And we're going to talk about crowds and stuff a little later on, but I wanted to kind of tee up that conversation with this one. So, all right, that's all I have for the news. So let's go ahead to rapid fire, and then we can continue with that discussion. And we'll start with you, Mr. Porter.
Talk about getting caught with your pants down. I forgot rapid fire. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Oh, okay, Michaela.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Well, viewership would have gone up.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Disney's Grand Floridian to open on August 6th. We shared back in February that this would be happening, but now, you know, it's right around the corner. They've announced the date that it's actually opening. You know, if you're not familiar, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, children 3 to 12 can transform into a princess with a makeover. And then there's going to be a new carriage package that will be introduced at all three boutiques at Walt Disney World and will include a themed T-shirt. Additionally, 4 new hairstyles with customizable options and expanded assortment of Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique inspired products.
Say that word again.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I know you did.
I just had an idea for an auction item.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I just had an idea for an auction item. Oh my God!
Who's going to get Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
No. What's going to happen is they won't let us. They won't. The boutique will not actually let us go in and do that. Right. A princess makeover. I'm talking about a princess makeover. Okay. So what I'm thinking is a tiered system. If we raise X number of dollars, Steve will have a makeup artist come over.
Why me?
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm still fleshing this out in real time. This is happening. Mess. You're watching my process. We'll have like a makeup. Like we get to a certain tier, we'll have a makeup artist come over and like give Steve a princess makeover. If we get to a second tier, then it would be like Rhino, and then a third tier might be Craig has to do it. A fourth tier, with the top tier, if we get to a certain number of certain amount of money raised,
a princess with a goatee would be beautiful.
I'll do it. I'll
please,
do it.
Did you see his baby Jane? It was terrifying.
I know,
it
was right?
Terrifying. I can't even look at that video anymore.
It was terrifying.
It's like, well, that's what I was going for.
Okay.
I think that's great. So thank you for giving me that inspiration.
Well, I wasn't done. Basically, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique inspired products, including a spirit jersey in adult and youth sizes, mini ear headband, magic band, and other accessories will be available.
Awesome.
Oh, jeez, you have a smirk on your
face. I am just looking at you, princess.
Glitter stays in your hair for weeks.
Dream, big princess.
It's creative genius.
You're the only one without facial hair. I think you'll do it.
Oh, jeez. I got to grow it out.
Hang on, wait. Oh,
shit.
Didn't I?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Teresa.
Okay, let's get serious.
Okay,
people.
Barbecue. You have barbecue on. Let people will listen.
Okay, Candlelight Processional is one of the most, I'm not going to read this, beloved events, but I'm going to read it. Let me start over. Who wrote this? Jackie.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be all sweet.
It's magical.
Sweet. The Candlelight Processional is one of the most beloved events that takes place each year during Epcot International's Festival of Holidays. And Disney has just announced that, and this is no shock to me, Neil Patrick Harris and Gary Sinise will be joining this year's lineup of narrators.
Lieutenant Dan.
What?
I said Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. I love Gary Sinise.
You got legs, Lieutenant.
Love him. I love both these guys. Great. But yeah, Gary Sinise is pretty awesome. And he's a nice person.
They're both a staple of the event at this
point. They are.
Yeah, they really are.
It would be sad to see a year without them in it.
And Whoopi's doing it again. And she's doing it on my birthday.
Did you plan that?
Yes. She did it specifically for me. So,
well, Gary Sinise is coming to the house for dinner afterwards. So.
Okay.
In my dreams.
Okay. Okay. There's a lot I could do with that. I'm not touching
just leave
it.
Right there. Just leave it there.
All right. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Yes.
Denny.
So if you
first
are.
First rapid fire.
Oh, let's see. Pressure's on.
If you are on property for either the 3rd or the 4th, so for the 4th of July, and you're looking for a way to celebrate, and of course you think of fireworks because, hello, it's the 4th of July. Go to the Magic Kingdom. You can see the fireworks, Celebrate America, 4th of July Concert in the Sky on both nights, the 3rd and the 4th. And this is, you know, if you know Disney, you've been there and done that kind of stuff. But if you're new, you may not realize they do the same fireworks on the 3rd that they do on the 4th. And maybe you're freaking out about the 4th crowds. Well, they're going to be a little bit less on the 3rd. And so you can go and see 9:15, see the fireworks. If you do go, stay in the parks, and you guys know this really well. Stay in the parks. On a holiday like this, you don't leave the parks because they're going to hit capacity at some point. And in order to get that perfect viewing spot, location, you want to plant yourself a couple hours in advance. And we did this back a handful of years ago on the 3rd, and it was fantastic. You just decided, like Kathy always tells us, pack your patience. So you pack your patience. I know, right?
She's going to quote us to us.
I am. Hello. But no, seriously, you want to find that spot and just plant yourself and just have fun and drink a whole lot of water. They're going to have the Muppets Presents, Great Moments in History, which I love. And they'll have neat photo pass and sips and sweets throughout the day. And Jackie Gailey put up a great article on WDW Info this afternoon, highlighting all the cool things from cupcakes to wonderful things like berry bomb lemonade. So in Epcot, you'll be able to see Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, starting at 9 o'clock on the 4th.
Yeah.
And this is our last opportunity to see the holiday tag ending for the 4th of July, because it's going away on September 30th. Mm. So if you want to see that 4th of July tag ending one last time, this is your last opportunity.
Wow.
So, but definitely pack your patience.
Craig.
Yes, ma'am.
No one does fireworks like you do. If I remember from a past show, will you be over there filming? Are you going to be home with your sparklers?
Well, the problem is at Epcot, I like being in the fast pass section, and I still have not been able to get a fast pass for it. So probably going to be very crazy there.
So just sparklers in your driveway again.
Oh.
Well, no, I'll still see it, but it just won't be in my preferred spot, so I can't guarantee the results.
Craig likes to walk around his community in a midriff and a short skirt and the flaming batons, doing a salute to America.
Yeah. But Rhino did that this weekend.
Yeah, it was just highly uncomfortable.
The HOA has asked me to move out.
Well, if you are here for the 4th, actually, if you're here at all right now, it has been warmer than usual for our summers.
Oh, it's terrible.
This is the worst summer I remember in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm
sweating thinking about walking outside.
Right?
It is even more important right now to focus on being hydrated, and that does not include soda or iced tea or anything other than water.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to hydrate with water. But, all right. Well, thank you. Very
you
good.
Got it.
Very good
thank
first
you, sir.
Rapid fire.
And she didn't read a thing.
Hey.
You just spit it out.
I had some notes.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know,
that's
some notes.
Great.
Got to bring my A game.
There you go.
That's right.
Perfect. Come on.
Perfect.
Read yours, Corey.
Well, I'm not.
Good job, Teresa.
Ooh.
Guess what?
He's throwing down.
I don't have to read anything because I'm just going to spit it out.
He didn't send one.
I have
one
no
in.
Rapid fire, so that's
oh,
what.
There you go.
So that's my rapid fire. No, but I know we've discussed D23. A lot of people are asking about it. That we are going to have a booth. We're going to have a presence
there. A big booth.
Big Booth. You know what it's like.
You know that Big Booth.
But we're going to be
Big Booth. Big disappointment.
But we're going to have a booth. So we'll be recording shows. We're going to have something fun. Hopefully it works out. But come stop by. Look for us. Look for the.
What are those dates?
What's that?
What are those dates,
dude?
I'll look it up.
It's
pre Galaxy's Edge, post 20. Yeah, it's August 23rd through the 25th.
Now, Corey, what time are you able to get into the showroom floor to see us every morning?
I swear, Craig, I'm going to shut your mic off from the not production.
Okay.
Huh. No, it's getting ugly up in here.
It's very tense.
No, but yes, we will be at D23. Come see us. We'll be recording shows live. Come meet us. We'll have some giveaways if you're lucky.
I'll be there.
And Pete will be
there. That's all you need.
Dress as a princess.
Nah, it's Steve. Steve will be there dressed as a princess.
No guarantees.
But that's
where we're going to do the. That's where we'll get the makeup artist. I get those California makeup artists.
Well done.
Those LA makeup artists.
Oh, I'm sure we can put a call into some drag queens to come help us out. We'll tuck you back.
California, Pete.
What is happening?
Slap some.
Okay.
The room is swirling.
It's Anna.
Thank you, Corey. Rhino.
Okay. So mine is about the menu that has been released from Circle of Flavors, Harambe at Night event.
I keep looking for the damn thing over here.
I know, me too.
That's happening at Animal Kingdom. So this is a progressive dining experience, like we said, coming to Animal Kingdom. And it's set to begin in less than a month. Oh, God, jeez. So guests will enjoy a welcome reception at the train station in Harambe, then receive their boarding pass and travel by train to Rafiki's Planet Watch. The reception menu includes meat pies, Durban chips and dips, and hand-selected meats and cheeses.
Why does he drop down an octave on meat?
Meats.
Do you say steak?
Plus Harambolinis, a beverage. No, I can't stop. A beverage featuring I'm assuming this is supposed to say sparking South African wine and a mixture of fruit juices. Kids can snack on cheese, fruit, and tofa, which are chocolate caramel-dipped green apples. Once at Rafiki's Planet Watch, guests can try out the Kilimanjaro Safari's virtual reality experience that gives them a 360-degree look at the sights and sounds of the safari, including the African lions. You can say hello to Timon and Rafiki, who will also be there, and then there'll be more refreshments available at Rafiki's Planet Watch, including spiced crisp plantains, South African oat and coconut bars, and sundower safari mix with spiced nuts and dried fruit. Kids can enjoy some other stuff. Adults can enjoy a specialty beverage of Chief's Shandy, which is Tusker beer.
God. Do you think anybody's going to remember this?
Moist
there's
meat.
Stuff being given away
just
here.
Say moist
this is how much
meat
it is.
And end it there.
Well, no, there's not even a price on this.
Cheese Shandy. I love me some Cheese Shandy.
Anyway, there's a rhinoceros station.
Shandy.
There is a lot of stuff, though. I am looking at the menu right now. Hold on, let me see. Tickets are on sale for Circle of Flavors Harambe Night, which will be held select nights starting July 24th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Adults are $125 plus tax, and children 3 to 9 are $99. And that does not
rhino bit of, for $125, that rhino bit of dance for me.
Yes.
Kids are $100?
Yeah. 3 to 9, $100.
Whoa.
For some caramel apples.
Whoa. Yeah.
And some sort of...
Well, you guys didn't want me to read it, so you'll have to read the article.
Are all those?
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
The mic cut off. Can you repeat that?
Oh, no. I don't repeat.
Craig?
Okay. And then mine, just real rapid here at the end. No slide for it or anything because I ran out of time. But according to Steve Porter, there are new kiosks and more coming to the 2019 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So I'm just going to talk about what new things will be added. That includes the Appleseed Orchard Marketplace, the Alps Marketplace, and the Summerfest Kiosk. But we will apparently be losing Greece, finally. Good riddance. New Zealand, that one, it's a little worse.
Greece, you don't like Greece?
It hasn't changed enough. It's like, oh,
the
okay.
Salad?
The
griddled
you know
cheese.
What? You can
smells right? good.
The cheese?
There is
I think it's the best looking booth, though.
Absolutely.
The cheese?
There is so much good Greek food around. It's not that hard to find. If you can only find it at the Food and Wine Festival, then...
What the feta is wrong with you?
Mm. There we go. Couldn't say it better myself. But then New Zealand's also gone. Taste Track won't be offering items, I guess. The Light Lab Craft Draft and the Festival Wine Center Shop. Apparently, those are all getting the axe there. So that's, again, according to Steve Porter...
So,
who knows? So if this is all wrong,
the validity of
my information came from Disney Parks blog and the Disney website. So,
okay,
so
well,
it could be wrong.
So it's not a rumor.
No, not a rumor.
Okay,
all right. Hmm. Thank you, Craig. All right, before we wrap up the show, we want to have a little discussion about kind of tying back into what we were talking about in the news regarding what we think the crowds are going to be like this fall. Let me start with this. Does anybody here think fall is going to be as crowded as it normally is in previous years?
No. I think so. Why? You don't think so? You think it's going to be less crowded?
How do you
crowded?
Think? Okay, when Galaxy's Edge opens.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
I think it's a completely different thing than Disneyland, to be 100% honest with you. I think that Disneyland is a park, and we've talked about it a lot, that is built on annual pass holders. They blocked out all their annual pass holders and their cast members, and then they were like, oh, this is how many people that are from out of town that actually come to visit us on a normal, regular basis, and that is not the story in Walt Disney World. We are majority people that come every day, and I think they're gonna. I hope to God that they didn't go over there and were like, "We got this."
Well, do you think, for example, Hollywood Studios? That I think Galaxy's Edge itself will be very busy. Do you think the rest of the studios are going to be empty?
Oh, there's nothing there to absorb a crowd.
No, I have a feeling it's everyone's going to go straight to Galaxy's Edge, and you're going to be able to get on some of the headliners that maybe you normally don't get to at Rope Drop. As you know, you are going to be able to go and get on Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror and enjoy that. As long as Galaxy's Edge isn't on your docket for the day.
Your must-do list.
Exactly.
See, I don't even agree with that, though, because I mean, there will be people running to Galaxy's Edge. And,
absolutely.
But we know it's going to be the same as essentially what?
Me, I will.
Oh, you? Yeah. We know it's going to be...
I thought you were waving at something like
he's pointing to himself, but he's on camera. You know, still.
There are some things we can't change with that, and that while ours opens up at first, and that's that Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is the only attraction that will be available for there, and I might be making a very bold statement, but I would rather ride Slinky Dog Dash or Tower of Terror over Smuggler's Run, and I love Smuggler's Run, but I don't feel like that's the best attraction in the park. And I
but
feel
you've,
like
you've done it before.
I have done it before.
You've done it before.
And other people are going to do it too. And so I think it's going to be one of that things where eventually, even though people will run to it, a lot of people who maybe if they're on day two of coming to the park, to Hollywood Studios, they're not going to rush back there again. Or they're going to rush for, you know, they need to get into the park so they can make lightsaber reservations or cantina reservations. It's going to be hectic, but...
Well, think
people
about it. Like,
have to do other stuff in the park, and I think a lot of people are going to choose to do.
But
other
think
stuff.
About this too. So Disneyland Park has, you know, X amount of attractions. I don't know the total number of attractions, but it's like seven times as many that are in Hollywood Studios. So you got to think about that too. So yes, it was like 15 minutes for Space Mountain, all that other stuff, but we have essentially. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 attractions that aren't Galaxy's Edge. 6 Indiana Jones, Frozen 7. That's it.
So it's going to reach its saturation point
really quick.
Much quicker than Disney.
That's a good
point.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Here's what I think right now. If I'm going to look at the whole picture, I think as we were talking about before, with this wide open availability through the fall right now, you can pretty much have your pick of any resort.
Yeah.
No discounts currently being offered. Mm-hmm. Let's assume that doesn't change. Let's assume I'm wrong and we're not going to see a major release, a major discount release. I'm not wrong. We will, but let's say I'm wrong. just for fun.
I like how you threw that around. I'm wrong. I'm not wrong.
Let's say I'm wrong, but I'm not. Then I think Disney World is a relative ghost town. Mm. I think you will see crowds around Hollywood Studios, but I think you're going to see light to moderate crowds around the rest, especially Epcot, which already absorbs its crowds really well. I think Epcot is the park that is probably, if there is a shift over to Hollywood Studios, Epcot's the park that's going to suffer the most from that.
See, I was thinking maybe Animal Kingdom, because Hollywood Studios will, Epcot will at least have their Food and Wine Festival will have started at that point. And then you have the Halloween parties that are starting in August, I don't know, 1st of last year, whatever.
They're going on now.
Yeah, so, right now, tonight.
So they'll have that to draw people in. And Animal Kingdom is kind of the only park that doesn't really have the draw. But I guess Pandora is still
fairly new,
too. It does.
Pandora is still a draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. we still see the lines on Navi River Journey and Flights of Passage. So I don't know. I think that as it stands right now, we're going to be looking at moderate crowds in the fall. If they drop a major package, a major discount, that's going to change. Because, you know, I'll go back to 9/11. After 9/11, nobody would get on a plane. And then hotels in the area started dumping rates. And some of the hotels we were working with at the time dumped their rates. And Corey just started working for me right around the time this happened, mm-hmm. where it was 29, one of the Hotel Plaza Boulevard properties. It was Courtyard by Marriott then. Now I think it's the B Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped their rates, $29 a night, Sunday through Thursday, jeez, $99 Friday and Saturday. And all of a sudden, any objection that people had, I'm afraid to fly, went out the window. We'll take our chances. Let's go.
Yeah, it was insane.
And it was absolutely insane. And that's exactly what will happen. But that's the level of discount they have to offer.
It's got to be good.
So for those of us who are here already, we're hoping they don't release a discount, because it'll be nice to experience the parks at maybe a slightly lesser pace than what is normal. Think about opening night of Halloween party last year. What a vile, vile experience that was.
It was horrible.
Here's the night. I just kind of thought of this, but the almighty dollar makes me say this is wrong. Ryan was saying, you know, they have out in California, they can limit cast members, they can limit annual pass holders, and they can kind of manufacture lower crowds intentionally. And I wonder if they won't release discounts here for that same reason.
That's right. That's why I was thinking they were doing that to do that sort of like, okay, well, we'll at least like the water will be a little bit calmer for that instead of, you know, dropping it in and making chaotic or something like
that. You have to remember that the business model that runs Disneyland and the business model that runs Disney World are very, very different. And this is the big money maker for the company, consistent. I mean, not that they don't make good money off movies, but sometimes they have up years, sometimes they have down. This always grows, mm-hmm. right? So this is their cash cow. This is their cash cow. This they don't play with. And they are looking at weak numbers in the fall. And I'll tell you what, because that's their first quarter, October 1st through December 31st is Disney's fiscal first quarter. If they end up down year over year on their first quarter, heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll. And these guys live and die by their bonus. The guys who make these decisions, and women who make these decisions, live and die by their bonuses. And if they have a down quarter or down year, and think about what that would look like. Think about the narrative. We've opened Galaxy's Edge. We've got all this attention. And then we have to come out in, you know, February or March of next year and say, yeah, our first quarter was down.
Do you think they're already doing that with Disneyland? Of being like, oh, wow, this didn't go the way we thought?
I don't know. Not being out there and seeing it, it's hard to tell.
Looking at the crowds, I mean, shoot, it looks pretty successful. Yeah. I mean,
but in Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
But you got to remember,
there was a 10-minute wait for Hyperspace Mountain when we were there opening day.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
We're still hearing stories like that, though. Yeah. We're still hearing.
They have the ability, because of that smaller stature, to be able to kind of peel back those layers slowly. Because they already unblocked cast members, and the next thing I think they'll do is start to release some annual passes back into it as well, depending on that.
And so, again, see that, if you start seeing that happening, that is just short of tacit admission. We overestimated what impact this was going to have. Because I don't know. I was looking at hotels out in Disneyland. Plenty of availability right now. People are staying away.
All right. I actually agree with you, but just to play devil's advocate, do you think that it could also just be a calculated move?
Could be.
Like, let's intentionally hold back, and then we can release
if needed. It could be, absolutely. 22 years I'm doing this. Never, ever have I seen them pull back as part of some longer-term strategy. Think about what happened last year with Halloween Party, how they oversold them. They oversold them. These are not people who think, let's make sure that the experience is a certain way so we'll pull back. This is how much money can I get right now?
Oh, speaking of that, I don't think we ever talked about it, but did you see that the Villains After Hours is now offering any annual pass holders that go a free gift? So they're like luring people in with these items now, and I'm a little annoyed because we went on the first night and it was crazy.
Where's my
free gift? And I'm like, where's that for me? I'm an annual pass holder. But it's interesting that now all of a sudden there's these kind of like they're dangling some carrots here and there to be like, we want some money. Give us some more money.
Well, it's gonna be interesting to see how it plays out. But this is why I think this feeling I get is that they're nervous. That I think long term, we talk about this 5 years from now. I think Galaxy's Edge and what it brings with it is absolutely going to draw business and money, and it's going to be tremendously successful. I'm not talking about it in the long term. I'm talking about the immediate aftermath of when it opens, those 3 or 4 months after it opens. I think next year we are going to see, I think we'll see fewer discounts, and I think we'll see more people.
Yeah, I agree with, if my clients are any indication, for me it is, they're waiting. They've moved existing reservations farther out.
Yep, we saw a lot of that.
They don't want to be here in the chaos.
Already chaotic, and planning a trip here is already stressful enough.
And they were planning it, the fall people were planning it because they thought they were going to be ahead of it.
Right, December, because that's what we were all thinking.
Thought they were all going to be ahead of it.
Said late 2019 is what they kept projecting.
I think there's going to be a good amount of pressure on them to successfully to show in August and September that they can do this without it being chaotic. Because if it even gets out that it is crazy or chaotic, it is going to put people off even further.
Long-term.
But if they hear it went as smoothly as Disneyland,
here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I think is a possibility. That it does open, and it's not chaotic, and the world doesn't come to an end the way a lot of people that were going to plan trips in the fall, you might see a surge in last-minute trips. You might see a surge of people saying, okay, you know what, not as bad as we thought it was going to be. We'll come. We'll do it.
I'm on board with that, T. Eccles at dreamsunlimitedhotel.com.
Bring it on.
I think that there might – that's the other scenario that could play out here that – you know, we've been talking for 2 years about crowds and crowds and crowds and crowds and crowds at Galaxy's Edge. Oh, my God, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. If it doesn't pan out to be that way, where it's like the entirety of Walt Disney World grinds to a halt because Galaxy's Edge opens, you might see a surge of – and if they're smart, they'll be ready for that, and they'll be positioned to take advantage of it. But it's anybody's guess. But I'm standing by what my gut is telling me right now. The next 2 weeks – they're going to have to. They're going to have to. They're not going to gamble that they can do. They could take advantage of a late surge. They're just not going to.
So by July 16th.
There you go.
I'm thinking, honestly, if it was me, I certainly wouldn't release it this week. It's a holiday week.
Right.
But I would next Monday. I would drop it next Monday.
Do you think it'll be like fire sale level? Is it going to be?
I think it's going to. I personally would guess because of the success of it, it will be a free dining offer.
Okay.
It'll be a free dining offer, and I think it will be less limited in scope than previous years. That is my guess, but I think it will be a discount of some kind, and it won't be this. Spend $500 a night at the All-Star.
No. Bring it on.
And no food, by the way, for All-Star. There's no food included
That's not a dining package. No.
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 But you get your first time ears. And a plushie.
And a plush.
And a reusable bag.
Yay.
But all bags are reusable. I'm sorry. I use my Publix bag.
It's true.
Over and
over. It's
true. So, all right. That's going to do it, folks. For this episode. Denny, you were great. This was fantastic having you on the show. Looking forward to many, many more. And thank you for being with us. We hope you enjoyed it. That will do it for our show for this week. We will see you again next week. And as always, remember, stay out of the damn lakes. Have a great week, everybody.